Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
See, whatever God done call you to do, you can do it through the power of God. But Moses always had this problem of, I can't do this. Remember when God first called him at the burning bush? I mean, before he even went to Egypt, he came up with all kinds of excuses of why he couldn't go. Remember, he even said, I stutter. He said, I can't talk good. You know, get somebody else. And that's why God had to eventually go ahead and get Aaron. Say, okay, well, Aaron can talk good. Aaron going to be your spokesperson. And then you're going to be more or less like God to Aaron. All right. So, but Moses, he shares about, I couldn't do this. I didn't think I could do it. I carry this burden by myself. And he said, I chose some leaders. And these leaders went over, he chose 12 leaders, and they went over to spy out the land. Now look at what he said in verse 22. He says, and ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land and bring us word again by the way we must go up. And into the cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of the tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Shechor and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which Lord God does give us, notwithstanding ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye mumbled in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. And so Moses talked about his failure. He talks about their failure. See, whatever God done called you to do, you need to do it. Quit running and trying to get somebody to help you do this. You see, that was Moses' failure. See, they came to Moses, and Moses said, yeah, now that's a real good idea. No. If God is calling you, God is going to tell you how to do things. Hello, somebody. That's just like taking suggestions all the time from the kids. Hello, somebody. Amen. Mama, let's just have some ice cream and cookies tonight. Hello, somebody. Sound like a good idea to me. You see what I'm saying? You can't be making it on ice cream. You can't. God is going to give you, God called you to be the parent. Amen. You're getting ready to mess up things when you start just listening to the church. In the same way, a leader, you can take advice and suggestion, but you got to always filter that through the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. And so this was the major setback here because of unbelief. They didn't make it into the promised land. And when you read chapter 2, you will see how as they was going through the promised land, they was going towards the promised land, still out there in the wilderness, again, God gave them a command, verse number 3, ye have compassed this mountain long enough turn you northward. So God is guiding them. And then notice what God said in verse number 5. He says, well, look at 4 and 5. And commanded thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seirah, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourself, therefore, meddle not with them. See, that word meddle is in the Bible. Hello, somebody. It's right there in the Bible. Amen. See, folks then be saying, I'm country. That's the Bible. I'm talking Bible. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I know I'm not up in here by myself. If you had any brothers, if you got brothers and sisters, y'all talked about Mama so-and-so meddling. Hello, somebody. Hello. Notice God say, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth. I don't know what that means. Because I have given unto Sarai, unto Esau, for possession. And so as they're going through, for the most part, chapter 2, God is telling them, I don't want you to meddle with certain cities and certain group of people. You know, one of the things about following God, you got to know what you can have, and you got to know what you can't have. You can't have everything that you see. Hello, somebody. I learned that from the big fat man. You know the story about the big fat man? You know, when he was walking along, and the little boy said, big fat man, why are you so fat? And he said, I drank a barrel of water and ate a barrel of peanuts, and I eat you too. And, you know, he went on and ate that little boy. And little squirrel came, and he said, big fat man, why are you so fat? He said, because I drank a barrel of water and ate a barrel of peanut, ate me a little boy, eat you too. And so I ate the squirrel. And the dog came, and the dog said, ooh, big fat man, why are you so fat? And so he said, I drank a barrel of water, ate a barrel of peanuts, ate me a little boy, ate me a squirrel, eat you too. And so he went on and ate the dog, and the cat asked him, so he ate the cat. I'm going to speed it up to the end of the story, all right? Ate the cat, the dog. Ate a little girl, and then he saw a rabbit, and the rabbit said, big fat man, why are you so fat? And he said, well, I drank a barrel of water, ate a barrel of peanuts, ate me a little boy, ate me a little girl, ate me a squirrel, ate me a dog, ate me a cat, ate me a grandmama, ate me a granddaddy, and I'm getting ready to eat you too. And the little rabbit say, not up in here. And so he took off running, and the big fat man tried to catch him, and the big fat man fell and busted open. And the boy said, oops, I'm glad I'm out. The little girl say, I'm glad I'm out. The dog say, I'm glad I'm out. Cat say, I'm glad I'm out. Grandmama say, I'm glad I'm out. Granddaddy say, I'm glad I'm out. And then the squirrel say, I'm glad I'm out. And the rabbit say, I'm glad I'm out, because I never was in. And so that's the moral to the story is you can't have everything that you see. Yeah. Big fat man tried to have everything that he saw. You can't have everything that you see. See, that's what Mama used to tell me them kind of stories before I go to bed at night. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can't have everything that you see. See, when Mama be cooking and stuff, and I be trying to, you know, eat, you know, what have, and she'd say, you can't have everything that you see. She'd say, did I tell you a story about the big fat man? And so, you know, Mama could tell stories just like that right there. And boy, I said, man, that is good. Most of my preaching material come right from her kitchen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you never know. The scripture says all things work together for the good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, y'all done got me all off talking about the big fat man. All right. And so we're dealing here with God's guidance. And so in chapter 2, for the most part, he tells them of the cities of what they cannot have. And then he comes to the part of telling them what they can have over here in chapter 3. He tells them, verse number 1, he says, then we turned and we went up the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us and all his people to battle in Ebi. And the Lord said unto me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hands, and thou shalt do unto him what thou did to Shihon, king of the Amorites, which dwell in Hebron. All right. And I'm sorry. Back up in chapter 2, verse number 31, you can see where God started then, telling them that they could have some of the land of the Amorites and what have you. All right. But he first started out telling them what they couldn't have, and then he started telling them what they can have. How many of you know a lot of times bad news come before good news? Hello, somebody. That's why you don't ever want to get discouraged. So often bad news come before good news. That's why you have to wait on the Lord. Do we really understand what that scripture means when it says wait on the Lord? Because most of the time you're in a bad situation or you got some bad news. Sometimes things are going from even bad to worse, but you got to wait on the Lord. How many of you know that a lot of times when you try to fix something, it gets worse and worse? Some things you can't fix. Hello, somebody. You got to wait on the Lord. That's why your greatest weapon is prayer. Yeah. Sometimes the only thing that you can do is pray. And do you know, God sometimes, not all the time, sometimes God puts you where your back is up against the wall, and that's all you can do is pray. Yeah. See, we think we pray, but we don't pray enough. And God has got a way to force you to talking to him. Amen. Sometimes we can get so busy that our priorities get way out of order. And God has to slow us down. And when he slows us down, I guarantee you, you'll start searching the scriptures. You'll start searching the scriptures then. You'll start really praying hard then. You'll start even doing some fasting and praying. People who don't fast and pray don't really want nothing right now from God. But when you get desperate, you'll be finding out how to fast. Amen. Do I go from sun up to sundown? Or do I eat water? You know, do I drink any water? Is this without any water? Or can you drink juice or anything? You know, what about a Coke? Can you drink a Coke or a Pepsi along the way? When you desperate, hello, somebody. Amen. All right. So Moses reminded them that God had brought them through all of this, and God had brought them through. Let me show you something here. I want you to see something in verse number 30 of chapter 2. I want you to see this one thing. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God, did y'all see this? What did God do to that man? hardened his spirit and made his heart obnoxious, that he might deliver him into their hands as appeared this day. God controls the hearts. That's why you just pray. God can change anybody's heart. You just pray. That's why you need to pray. Amen. You know, I used to hear folks say, don't you make me mad, because I can talk to God. And I can tell God on you. Do you want me to put God? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Sure don't. Amen. Do y'all have that kind of relationship with God? Where you can say, hey, you better not mess with me. I'm going to talk to God. Huh? Hello, somebody. That's somebody who's walking right with God that can say, hey, let them go and do whatever they want to do. I'm gonna go talk to God. See, that's confidence in God. Amen. That's when you know that God hear and answer your prayers. Amen. You know, in the church, they used to ask different folks, can you get a prayer through? Who in here can get a prayer through? Anybody know what? Because we need, you know, in a prayer service or something, they say, so-and-so is in trouble, and who can get a prayer through? Because not just anybody can get a prayer through. You need somebody that can get a hold to God. Was y'all here last week in prayer service? Brother Roe got a hold to God, didn't he? I mean, boy, he brought God out of heaven right down here to earth with us. Amen. You know when people done got a hold to God, it's like God done showed up in your presence. You can tell it. You have a feeling that everything gonna be all right when somebody done got in touch with God. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. All right, let's move on a little bit further. So he reminded them of God's guidance, and then he reminded them of God's greatness. Of God's greatness. Chapter 4, and basically I'm just highlighting some things this evening. I want you to go back home and read these first six chapters. In chapter 4 and 5, I want you to notice something, because he reminded them that they had a relationship with God like no other nation. Look here in verse number 7. He said, for what nation, chapter 4, verse 7, what nation is there so great who has God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? He said, what other nation got God living down here with us? No other nation. Isn't that powerful? Look here at verse number 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all the law which I set before you this day? What nation got the Bible? Huh? No other nation that God gave the Bible to. Israel was the only nation that got the Bible. Look at verse 10 and through 12. Look what Moses said. Especially the day that thou stood before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my word, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live unto upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness and clouds and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire, ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. He said, what other nation that God called to a mountain and God spoke to them and they heard God's voice for themselves? What other nation? No other nation. And so what he's doing, he's showing how God has a special relationship with these Jewish people. How many of you know that the Jews are God's chosen people? That's why the Bible called them the chosen people, because no other nation have heard God's voice, even till this day. Isn't that something? There's no other nation. The United States hadn't heard God's voice. Hello, somebody. We done had a million man march, but God didn't come down when they had the million man march and fire came out and he spoke through fire. Hello, somebody. We had a great inauguration of Barack Obama, but God didn't come down and through the cloud and speak. But when Moses and the children of Israel came out of Egypt, God came down. No other nation since. They hold that distinction even to this day. And so they was able to witness the greatness of God. Amen. Amen. It's one thing for one person to hear God, because Moses heard the voice of God, but a whole nation, 2 million people, heard the voice of God. So Moses is trying to let them know, God, thank y'all are special. Amen. What would you think if God just came down one Sunday here at Bible Way and it was a cloud showed up right above my head? A cloud showed up, and out of that cloud, y'all heard the voice of God. How would y'all feel? And revival started. And it changed our whole nation. And it started right here at Bible Way. How would you feel? I mean, that'll go down in record books for years, hundreds, thousands of years to come. How would you feel? Child, you would be, I was there that Sunday. Oh, you talking about that Sunday that cloud came down? Hello, somebody. You would be on that telephone. You talking about your minutes. You'll go way over your minutes. You'll call everybody that you know, telling them that the cloud came down and God spoke out of the cloud. And so he's reminding them of that, even in verses 33 through 35. He says, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou heard and live? Most time when God show up in his presence, most of the time God either have to veil you or either you're going to die. Because the Bible talks about
bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.